Hey Emily, it's Steph. How are you?
Mama.
Good. Actually, I've been better. Oh, just, when I called up, I've been coming to you guys since whenever. And then the doctor dropped to say to me, can I take tomorrow afternoon off? I work hard, I do nursing. And I look after my geese. I don't want anything to happen to them. And then, to insinuate, I wouldn't take time off to not bring them in. Picnic's not walking. She's had the same problem before. I asked for antibiotics. He's like, I can't do that, Steph. One, you're not my vet. I only come to see you when... Shush! I'm on the phone. I only come to see you when, Dr. Vanessa's not available. I always come to you guys. You've got a good relationship with you. I've had slept, Emily. I've had no sleep. I've just finished work in the morning, and I'm just sensitive, and I don't need to be told that. She's not walking. I'm so worried about her. And I just said, can I just grab some antibiotics for her if you can't see them tomorrow afternoon? I can't do it. I'm at work. I've got kids too, at school pickup. Tomorrow's fine to move the appointment up. That would be great. I'm sorry to complain. I've never had this issue. And I'm so upset because I don't like seeing them in pain. And then I brought her in Friday. I paid $120 for the consult. He didn't x-ray the wing. He just said it could possibly be angel wing. This is for Pappy. Just give her, bring her back in 3 days if it's still hanging. So I call up this morning and then he's like, oh, maybe you can just strap it. There's videos online. I'm like, I have strapped it. I strapped it over the weekend twice with vet wrap. She's taken it off twice. Her wings are still hanging down. I'm not a vet. I'm not a vet. And then the other one, it's stressful. And then to be told that and say, can I take time off work? Who are you? Do I tell you to take time off work? It's just so rude. So I called mum, I'm almost 40 years old. I called mum like a pussy and I'm like, I can't do this. I was so tired. I'm so sorry. I'm going to fix up that bill too. Mum can just be short sometimes. Tell me and I'll pay it over the phone. I'm so sorry, Emily. I'm just so tired. I don't need to be told that. I'm sure you don't. I can't take time off work. I work with vulnerable people. Yeah. I've just ordered Epsom salt. I'm going to do an Epsom salt bath. I've done that before with her foot. I've got the Benadine which doesn't expire. It doesn't expire till the 30th. So I've got the Benadine wash I've been doing it with, but I'm going to do it after that. She can't walk. She's not moving. It's swollen up. That middle pad, last time, it's swollen up so much. I'm having to carry her to the pool, through this, through that. I'm going to go put her upstairs. I know, and that's what I was like, I can't wait. She needs antibiotics. Nothing else is going to fix it. Yeah, of course, that's fine. Yeah, whatever you think. Yeah, because I've been giving it to Pepper and Pappy and now Picnic, so I'm almost out. That's what I mean. It was all three, and I've been working all weekend, Emily. I'm really sorry. I just caught the wrong end of it. I love you guys. I know you guys have emergencies in your own life, and it's just Paprika, yeah, I know, it's all the peas, I'm sorry. But I don't like being told I'm not a good goose mum. They get looked after better than my kids sometimes. Okay. Yep, 2:40 tomorrow is fine. I'll take that. All right, sorry, Emily, thank you. Are you sure you don't want to fix the bill? All right. Bye. Okay. Bye.